contempt of Congress proceedings initiated against Hunter Biden, potential imprisonment, and fine. By Wendell Hasebo on December 13, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, R.O., initiated contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after the president's son failed to appear for a subpoenaed closed-door deposition Wednesday. If prosecuted and convicted for contempt of Congress, Hunter Biden's punishment could be up to a $100,000 fine and imprisonment. A deposition is a standard procedure used by congressional investigators. Democrats use depositions in their investigations regularly, including the Adam Schiff, DCA, impeachment inquiry and the partisan January 6 committee. House Oversight Committee Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, DMD, emphasized the importance of standard, closed-door depositions. "We will not provide special treatment because his last name is Biden," Comer and Jordan wrote. "As our committees were today prepared to depose Hunter Biden, he chose to make a public statement on Capitol Hill instead, where he said his father, Joe Biden, was not financially involved in his family's business dealings." "Exactly how was Joe Biden involved?" they questioned. "Evidence shows Joe Biden met with Hunter's business associates and his name was at the center of the family business strategy." Today, the House will vote on an impeachment inquiry resolution to strengthen our legal case in the courts as we face obstruction from the White House and witnesses, the Republicans wrote. "Today's obstruction by Hunter Biden reinforces the need for a formal vote." House investigators opened a probe into the Biden family in November 2022. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of the president's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.